As we draw closer to Rosh Hashanah, the last 2 weeks of Elul, we need to start to prepare ourselves to stand in front of Hashem, to prepare the words of the Amidah, unfamiliar words, words we probably haven't connected with since last year. But if we don't prepare them, we don't think about what we'd like to think about when we stand in front of Hashem, then the words will feel unfamiliar. They'll feel a little strange, and it'll take time to get into them. We'll have wasted valuable opportunities. By looking at the davening beforehand, we're able to get ourselves into a more focused and positive sense of mind, state of mind, in order to plead our case in front of the Melech Malchei Hamlachim, who sits in judgment over all of humanity. We ask Hashem, Zachreinu L'chaim, what kind of a life are we asking for? It's not a physical life. It's that too. But the main chaim is chaim l'mancha, spiritual life. A spiritual life is what we want. All of physicality is important, but only to that goal. Because you're a melech chafetz b'chaim. You want people who are truly alive. People who are plugged in, that can connect to you. So you ask Hashem, Hashem, please write us in the Sefer HaChayim. Put us there. Write our names amongst the tzaddikim who are living a real life, who truly know what life's about. L'man Chayim Chayim. For your sake, Hashem, not for ours, but actually so that your name will be made great in the world through us, so that everyone will see a chesed. Everyone will see your rachamim. Give us life so that humanity can come to an awareness of you. Therefore, anything physical that we ask for during this time is only so that it can help and assist us in our true goal, which is spiritual, to serve Hashem. Chaim. Chaim isn't just existence. We're not just asking for another year of the heart pumping blood through our veins so that we can eat more pizza. That's not what we're asking for at all. We're asking for a year of real connection. A year where we're tapped into the source of all life. Where we're plugged in. Where we can find meaning in every moment. Where we can allow ourselves to be open enough to be davuk to Hashem, to be attached to Hashem in our minds, in our thoughts, in our actions. That our tefillahs should be an accurate expression of what we really feel. Rosh Hashanah, we don't daven for ourselves. It's all about Kvod Shamayim. It's all about Hashem's presence being manifest in the world. When we look at ourselves, we see ourselves as part of that picture, as beings that have a role to play to make Hashem's presence felt by everyone. We ask Hashem, please invest in us so that together we can make a Kiddush Hashem. Nekadesh es Shimcha ba'olam. That's what Rosh Hashanah is all about. That's the kind of life that we're asking Hashem for this Rosh Hashanah.